This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
To illustrate the complete restoration of Jerusalem from desolation, the prophet Jeremiah describes the joyous scene of the bride and groom joining worshipers and bringing offerings of thanks to the rebuilt Holy Temple. The sages of old borrowed this imagery in creating the Jewish wedding ceremony, but they eliminated the part about the temple. Why? Well, the sages who wrote the wedding blessings used to this day perhaps felt that the prophecy in its original language could lead to despair. When Jerusalem sat destroyed, as it did for most of the last two millennia, who would believe that redemption was near? The sages perhaps reasoned that if they set aspirations too high, despair would set in, and then apathy. So they introduced an option in between utter desolation and total redemption: regular life in the Holy Land. There may not be a temple or world peace today, but the Jewish people have returned to their homeland, and that's reason enough to celebrate. My friends, if we take the all-or-nothing approach in life, we can get depressed comparing the life we have with the life we expected. When we find joy wherever we are on our journey, we will have the strength to continue toward the life of our dreams. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein wishing you shalom.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Learn more about the Land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our free educational resource, Limud. More information is available at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.